Welcome to our sixth Sunday of Easter audio worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota, May 9, 2021. This is Pastor Olana. In the sight of God is the phrase used throughout the scripture. It reminds us of God's unceasing care and concern for His creation. In Proverbs, "Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man." That is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 through 4. All our life is in God's amazing loving sight as He watches over all His creation and especially over people. Out of love for Christ and one another, we can strive to see others around us in the same way that God sees them. May the Heavenly Lord bless you as you worship with us this morning. Please join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, keep a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we gather to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of our God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Jesus Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Now receive the absolution. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the perils of everlasting days, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you make the mind of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world our heart may be fixed where true joy are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
The first reading is Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 48. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded to us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one anointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that anyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed. But the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and exalting to God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded to them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God.
The epistle is 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 8. Anyone who believes that Jesus is Christ has been born of God, and anyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For anyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is that overcomes the world except one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. As the Father has loved me, so I've loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends, for all that I've heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appoint you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess our confession today in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God and light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. Third day he rose again according to the Scripture. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life and the world to come. Amen.
Christians, one and all, rejoice with exaltation springing, and with united heart and voice and holy rapture singing, proclaim the wonders God has done, how His right arm the victory won, what price our ransom cost Him. Fast bound in Satan's chains I lay, death brooded darkly o'er me, sin was my torment night and day, in sin my mother bore me, but daily deeper still I fell, my life became a living hell, so firmly sin possessed me. My own good works all came to naught, no grace or merit gaining, free will against God's judgment fought, dead to all good remaining. My fears increased till sheer despair left only death to be my share, the pangs of hell I suffered. God had seen my wretched state before the world's foundation, and mindful of His mercies great, He planned for my salvation. He turned to me a Father's heart, He did not choose the easy part, but gave His dearest treasure.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman with a devotional Bible study of the Epistle lesson for the sixth Sunday of Easter. We begin with prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your blessing on us during this Easter season as we study your word and remember the victory won by your death and resurrection. We who have faith in you are alive because of your victory on Easter. And since we are alive, we are able to love and serve you. Therefore, we praise you together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The epistle reading today concludes our reading from the Apostle John's first letter, Today we're reading in chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is a child of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the witness, because the Spirit is the truth. There are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree. That's our reading. First of all, we want to make a comment about verse 7, which does not appear in our text today, but it does appear in the King James Version. Verse 7 in the King James reads, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." The English Standard Version, the version that our church body is using in all its publications, omits this verse, and so do other modern translations. It is not even mentioned in the margin of some of the newer translations. It is quite certain that it does not belong to the original text. The facts are as follows. First, it does not occur in any Greek manuscript earlier than the 14th century. The great manuscripts belong to the 3rd and 4th centuries, and it does not occur in them, nor does it occur in the great early fathers of the church, who didn't even know it. Jerome, who translated the original into the Latin, Jerome's original version of the Vulgate does not include it. In fact, the first person to quote it is a Spanish heretic called Priscillian, who died in A.D. 385. Thereafter, it did creep gradually into the Latin texts of the New Testament, although, as we have seen, it did not gain entry into the Greek manuscripts. But whether this passage be cited or not, the doctrine of the Trinity and unity stands equally firm and certain. Yes, the verse states correctly what the Church has always taught. But since it does not appear in any of the valuable earliest New Testament manuscripts of the Greek, nor is it quoted by the early church fathers, it is placed as a footnote, which it probably was originally. Now let's take a look at the total passage. God's commands are holy and just, and bring liberty and happiness. And those who are born of God and love Him do not consider them grievous or burdensome. But since God's people are saints and sinners, they are sorrowful that they cannot serve God more perfectly. Self-denial is required, and true Christians steadfastly work to overcome any hindrances to their life of faith. Though the conflict may be sharp sometimes, Christians do not become discouraged, because with the Spirit's help, they can rise up and renew their combat against the devil with resolution. Except for believers in Christ, the world is enslaved in some respect or other to the imperfect and oftentimes sinful customs, opinions, or interests of the devil and the world. In faith, Christians are clothed with spiritual armor by the which they are able to overcome sin and its results. In and by faith, we cleave to Christ in contempt of and in opposition to the world and its temptations. Faith sanctifies the hearts and purifies hearts from those sensual lusts by which the world tries to sway and gain dominion over Christian souls. Christians have the indwelling Spirit of grace, which is greater than he who dwells in the world, as Jesus said. Christians overcome the world by faith in Christ. Christians see in the life and conduct of our Lord Jesus on earth that the temptations and sins of this world can be renounced and overcome. Christians should not be satisfied with this imperfect world, but look beyond it and strive and press forward towards eternal life in heaven. If we do not heed Christ's example of overcoming the world, it will bring us to ruin, and as Christians, we do not want that. Finally, we ask, how does the epistle lesson relate to the gospel today, John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17? Note, first of all, the gospel reading is a continuation of last week's gospel reading, where Jesus Christ compares the picture of a vine and its branches to the relationship between believers and himself. The phrase in the epistle lesson, "This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments," that phrase is related to the phrase in the gospel, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Loving God means keeping his commandments, which, as our epistle points out, are not burdensome. And when we love God because he loves us, we are able to love others. Sometimes that may be difficult, but with the Spirit's help and guidance, we can love one another in word and in deed. Let us pray. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who spoke through the prophets and the blessed apostles, our fathers in the faith, a faith made possible by your Son, Jesus Christ, keep your purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people, that we may continue to direct our hearts toward you. Grant that in this faith we may also keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes with all our hearts, performing them faithfully, so that your church continues to be edified, remain, and grow while this world stands. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Join me for the closing prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our audio podcast service for this Sunday. May the Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace.
Good, the author of
stills, to God all praise and glory. What God's almighty power has made, in mercy He is keeping, by morning glow or evening shade, His eye is never sleeping. Within the kingdom of His might, all things are just and good and right. To God all praise and glory. We sought the Lord in our distress. O God, in mercy hear us. Our Savior saw our helplessness and came with peace to cheer us. For this we thank and praise the Lord, who is my one and all adored. To God all praise and glory. He never shall forsake His flock.